the 15 million bank depositors of the United States demand security for their money, and the Democratic National Platform pledges the party to legislation under which the national bank should be required to establish a guarantee fund for the prompt payment of the depositors of any insolvent national bank. The system to be available to all state banking institutions wishing to use it. Oklahoma has enacted a law compelling the state banks to establish such a guarantee fund and permitting national banks to take advantage of it. And the experience under the Oklahoma law has been very satisfactory. This guarantee system has been in operation since February 14th of this year. And up to May 14th, the secured banks had increased their deposits more than $4 million, while the unsecured banks had lost in deposits a little more than $1 million. The decrease in deposits in the unsecured banks is proof that the depositors felt the need of greater security, and the large increase in the deposits in the secured banks proves that some $3 million has been drawn from hoarding and hiding or from without the state. But one bank has failed during this period, and within 1 hour of the suspension, the receiver had received authority to pay all depositors in full. This not only protected the depositors from loss, but protected the community from the embarrassment that follows a bank failure where no provision is made for the guarantee of deposits. The federal government demands specific security when it deposits money in the national bank. States, counties, and cities require security when they deposit in either state or national banks. Why should the individual depositor be left without security? Why should the individual depositor be compelled to bear the loss if the stockholders and directors of a bank employ careless or criminal officials? During the last 40 years, the average loss to depositors in national